Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the last Sunday of the church year, and as we celebrate Thanksgiving Day next Thursday, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Come, You Thankful People, Come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday is taken from St. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, with special attention to the following verses. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "And Will the Judge Descend?" Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to help those in their time of need with food or drink, to welcome them and clothe them, and when they are sick or in prison, to go and visit them. This is especially true as we listen again to the words of Jesus, when he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson for today, St. Matthew chapter 25, with special attention to verse 34 and 41 as follows. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, where are you going to be when Jesus comes back again in his glory with all his angels and separates the sheep from the goats? Yes, where are you going to be when Jesus comes back again and sits on his glorious throne surrounded by all his angels? Have you thought about it lately? Are you going to be ready, just like the five wise virgins, and be placed on his right among the sheep? Or placed among the five foolish virgins on his left among the goats? Because that's precisely what is going to happen when the Son of Man, Jesus Christ himself, comes back again as he has promised us and will gather all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. As a matter of fact, this is Jesus' last parable as he is about to celebrate the Jewish Passover meal. And Caiaphas, the high priest, the chief priest, and the elders of the people were plotting to arrest him in order to condemn him to be crucified on the cross. unlike the parable of the 10 virgins and the parable of the talents, stressing the importance of waiting and preparing for the return of his second coming. Here in the parable of the last judgment, Jesus focuses in the moment when the Son of Man comes in his glory and majesty to gather all the nations, and he will separate people one from another. And once they are in the presence of Jesus on his glorious throne, Jesus will address each of the two groups, the sheep and the goats, as either blessed or cursed, and will announce the consequences for their actions, either to inherit the kingdom or depart from me into eternal punishment. This is what Jesus will say to those on his right. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And then the righteous will answer by asking Jesus the question of when. Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and clothed you? And finally, when did we see you sick or in prison and visited you? And Jesus will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Yes, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, a stranger, sick or in prison? Every time we follow the example of the Good Samaritan, even though the priest and the Levite, when they saw this man robbed and beaten on the road from Jericho to Jerusalem, they passed by on the other side. And yet the Good Samaritan did not pass by on the other side. On the contrary, when he saw him, he was moved by pity and compassion to help him as he took care of him. Every time we follow the example of the father for his prodigal son, when he saw him still a long way off, he was filled with compassion as he ran and embraced him with a kiss instead of rejecting him and throwing him under the bus. The father said, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Every time we follow the example of Jesus himself, when he saw the crowds, he also had compassion on them as he fed them and healed them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. This was especially true during the feeding of the 5,000 men, not including women and children. When Jesus saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. And with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he fed them and they were all satisfied. That was also true of Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, who sold the field that belonged to him and was moved by compassion by giving the money to the apostles so that they could help the poor and the needy Christians in Jerusalem. And that's precisely what Jesus is talking about in the parable of the last judgment, that we must also have the same kind of compassion for others in their time of need. As we feed them, give them something to drink, help a stranger, take care of the sick, or visit those in prison. But unfortunately, that is not true for those on his left, because Jesus will say to them, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me, naked and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison and you did not visit me. And they too will answer by asking Jesus the same question of when. Lord, when did we see you hungry and not feed you, or thirsty and not give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and not welcome you, or naked and not clothe you? And finally, when did we see you sick or in prison and not visited you? Jesus will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, As you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Yes, every time they failed to be a good Samaritan, they did not forgive as the Father did, or not feed the thousands of hungry as Jesus did, or help the poor and needy as Barnabas did. Jesus says, you did not do it to me. So the curse will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And that's precisely what we, the righteous, are encouraged to do before we appear at the last judgment, where Jesus will be seated on his glorious throne, surrounded by all his angels, to make sure that we are going to be on his right among the sheep as we help those in their time of need. And yet at the same time, we need to emphasize the fact that we are not going to be on his right because we help those in need, and those on his left because they didn't help those in need. No, that's not what Jesus is saying. Our eternal salvation is not based on what we have done to save ourselves, whether we are on his right or on his left, whether we helped or didn't help. At the end of the day, our eternal salvation is always based on what Jesus has done for us, our faith in him as our Savior, and not by what we have done in helping others through our good works or self-righteousness. St. Paul makes this clear in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. The parable of the last judgment is a reference to our accountability to Jesus, whether we did or did not help one of the least of these my brothers, whether we followed the example of Jesus himself, as he always helped those in their time of need, through his preaching, teaching, and especially his healing. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Where are we going to be when Jesus comes again in his glory with all his angels and separates the sheep from the goats? Where are we going to be when Jesus finally sits on his glorious throne? Are we going to be on his right among the sheep or on his left among the goats? I hope and pray that we're going to be placed on his right and be welcomed by our Father to inherit the kingdom. The words of Jesus, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And again, not because of our good works or self-righteousness, but by the righteousness of Jesus through his blood shed on the cross for our sins and iniquities, and our faith and trust in him as our Savior. May our prayer today be the words we're going to sing in the next hymn. The day is surely drawing near when Jesus, God's anointed, in all his power shall appear as judge whom God appointed. Then we shall see him face to face, as Scripture long has warned us. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we help those in their time of need with food or drink, to welcome them and clothe them, and when they are sick or in prison, to go and visit them. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, The Day is Surely Drawing Near. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we continue to ask you to keep us safe and healthy from the recent surge of the coronavirus. We pray that you will also give us patience and keep us faithful to you, to your word and your church here at Shepherd in the Pines, and to keep us hoping and praying that the doors of our church will be opened very soon. Father, we also continue to pray for those who are unemployed, for those whose businesses are suffering financially right now with the recent restrictions, for those who continue to grieve and mourn the loss of their loved ones due to the coronavirus. And finally, Father, we pray that a vaccine is made available so that we can live again a normal life without fear and the threat of the coronavirus. Father, as we once again celebrate another Thanksgiving Day next Thursday, we thank you for our family, friends, and neighbors. We thank you for our homes, schools, churches, and our government. We thank you especially for our great nation, which is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus as our great Savior, that you were willing to send your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place, and give us the greatest blessing of all, the gift of eternal life through faith in him as our Savior. Heavenly Father, we bring all these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn, "We Praise You, O God." our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this last Sunday of the church year, and as we celebrate next Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we thank our God for all the spiritual and physical blessings he has so graciously bestowed upon us, especially for our great nation in the land of the free and the home of the brave, as we conclude with the singing of the song, America the Beautiful. Amen.